All right, well, the $2 trillion too-good-to-be-true infrastructure deal that President Donald Trump and Democrats agreed to last month turned out to be just that, too good to be true, okay? After Mr. Trump stormed out of a scheduled meeting with congressional Democratic leaders at the White House yesterday morning, according to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the two parties could now only agree that a deal was no more. President Trump has given Democrats an ultimatum. If they want a deal on an infrastructure, on infrastructure legislation, they need to drop the investigations into his campaign and his administration. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she believes the president is engaged in a cover-up. Take a listen to this.
Would you believe that it's important for to follow the facts? We believe that no one is above the law, including the president of the United States, and we believe that the president of the United States is engaged in a cover-up. And that was the nature of the meeting.
I just saw that Nancy Pelosi, just before our meeting, made a statement that we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up. Well, it turns out I'm the most, and I think most of you would agree to this, I'm the most transparent president probably in the history of this country. We have given, on a witch hunt, on a hoax, the whole thing with Russia was a hoax. As it relates to the Trump administration and myself, it was a total horrible thing that happened to our country.
What? I'm just not going to let him work my I'm going to take a piece out of your book, Junior. Let it go, let God.
Let it go, let God.
I can't with this man anymore, Steve. What's going on?
Well, he's not. It's on so many levels. First of all, you're not going to discuss infrastructure as long as there's a
investigation.
So I don't give a damn about the country unless y'all leave me alone.
Right. Exactly.
Next thing, his promise was infrastructure.
Yeah.
He campaigned on that.
They had a deal.
He came in the room prepared to leave because he was mad at Nancy Pelosi because she accused him of covering up. Then he comes out and he says, I'm the most transparent, and I think you all know this, I'm the most transparent president in the history of our nation.
What?
You're the only president that ain't gave up his tax returns.
Yes.
You're the only president that's ever ordered people not to obey subpoenas. You're the only president that I know of in my lifetime that have had several cabinet members jailed, their personal lawyer jailed, their campaign manager imprisoned. You're the only person that's threatening any of your cabinet members. If they talk to Congress, there'll be some retribution. And so, and you're the first candidate to say, I'm going to drain the swamp. When you did it and you filled it up with all new creatures. So I'm just sitting
I like that, Steve.
Looking at you, man, and I'm going, but here's the scary part about this. The House Congress is controlled by Democrats. The Senate is still under control of the Republicans. You can't bring about impeachment charges because the House will pass it, but the Senate won't, because there's only one Republican that has spoken out against what the president is doing. Just one. The rest of them are sitting there acting like for some, well, I know what the reason is. It's their power, their position, and their money.
That's right, Steve.
Yeah, and they want to be reelected.
Right. Their power, position, and money, and they're just scared of him. So they're letting him run amok. They're letting him tell Congress what they don't have the power to do. They're not turning over tax returns. They're going to disobey these court orders that's ordered them to turn over tax returns. But they don't have to because the banks have to. The banks have their financial records, and the banks, the two banks have been ordered to turn them over. Now, they're going to turn them over.
Yeah.
You better believe that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And this guy's just sitting here, man, thinking that he's king instead of president.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
And that there are
powerful,
there are things in place to keep him in check, but he don't want to be in check. Because he's been in the pimp game long time.
Yep.
And y'all seeing it now. But the alarming thing is nobody wants to go against him. Now, he did say that the people in Alabama with this abortion law, they done took it too far.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said that, yeah, which shocked
they
me.
Had.
But he's not a real conservative anyway.
Right.
He's always been a Democrat.
Mm-hmm. What about the bridges and the roads and the quality of life for the American citizens, the infrastructure, the things
well,
that you
he's
promised?
Just said that he can't discuss it. The meeting yesterday morning was supposed to be about that, mm-hmm, but he can't do it because he wants to talk about that after they drop these fake charges. They're not fake. You're not transparent. You didn't come and testify before Mueller. You refused to answer the questions he sent in paper form. You don't want anybody else going, there's nothing transparent about you.
Mm-mm. Well, you can't hold the infrastructure of this country hostage for some personal reason, though. That is
right.
Just wrong.
That's not precedent.
Yeah, this is personal.
That's
this,
exactly yeah, what he's yeah, going to do, though.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah. It's so frustrating.
The frustrating part of it is the Republicans have turned a blind eye, like he ain't doing nothing wrong.
Nothing.
And everything he do is wrong.
Yeah.
That's
right.
The damn
yeah,
shame.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie. Mm-hmm. Coming up next, Junior's in for the nephew with Run That Prank Back right after this.